everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Yet one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
Welcome back. Aggressive triple-digit losses developing in cattle trade becomes the main focus across all livestock markets today. Even though trade backed away from session lows, the focus on continued liquidation throughout the end of the session and potentially the rest of the week likely created additional market uncertainty in live cattle and feeder cattle markets. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 18 points higher. NASDAQ up 4 points. In live cattle, triple-digit losses continued to hold live cattle trade with liquidation remaining the major objective of the trading session. The concern that additional pressure will continue to be seen in cash markets has been temporarily limited by firmer box beef values in the morning report. In feeder cattle, futures continue to trade sharply lower, but losses have backed away from session lows, with losses now hovering around $3 per hundredweight. The fact that early trade held at or near daily limit losses for most of the morning makes this market shift significant. It is still uncertain if there is enough support in the market to hold prices at this level or potentially bring additional buyer activity into the complex, keeping prices from closing off of limit lows and reduce overall market liquidation. Meanwhile, grain futures were higher across the board today, again getting a lift from new contract highs posted in spring wheat overnight. Corn prices were a little higher after pairing gains from a rally that took hold into the start of trading in Europe today. Soybeans were higher, seeing some fairly steady buying during the overnight session. The Dakotas, though, have seen a big growth in soybean acreage in recent years, helping attract from spillover support from spring wheat. And wheat prices were higher too, with the winter wheat contracts again gaining traction from the rally in Minneapolis. September spring wheat futures tore through their latest upside objective while posting new contract highs overnight as they tried to break out of the channel in place on the daily chart for the past year. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.